Welcome to the Friday, November the 17th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 16th episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, to celebrate the incredible work that we do and the difference that we make. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Lisa Burdine. I spend every Monday morning with Lisa. She's our host instructor at Bridgeport Elementary School. Congratulations to Lisa. She wins a jeans day for herself, and she doesn't have a team, so it's just for herself. Congratulations, Lisa. You are our trivia winner for this week. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. Congratulations to our Area 31 Culinary Arts students who recently competed in the World Food Championship in Texas. Both teams had a Tex-Mex-themed contest. Their dishes included fajitas, made by one team, and chili relleno, I think I'm saying that correctly, was made by the other team. What an amazing learning experience to network with fellow high school students and chefs from around the country. And Area 31 Culinary Arts has been so busy. This week, they also hosted the Speedway Chamber of Commerce in Harvest, and they were selected to serve food at the Westside Chamber of Commerce Gala, which was held at the Healthplex. So Area 31 students are getting some great experiences in the culinary arts program. We'd also like to congratulate our latest regional champions, the Ben Davis football team, on their win last Friday, a hard-fought game against Cathedral. We look forward to a great game tonight as the Giants take on Center Grove in the semi-state at 7 p.m. That will be hosted at Ben Davis High School. On Veterans Day last Saturday, our Ben Davis JROTC participated in a very special ceremony to celebrate the 248th birthday of the United States Marine Corps and honor veterans around the world. This year, it was solely a cadet-run program that did an absolutely phenomenal job on Saturday morning. We also held the Elementary Spell Bowl competition at North Wayne Elementary School. Congratulations to this year's first place winners, the McClellan Bears. On Tuesday, we had a great school board visit to Maplewood Elementary School in the Maplewood State Park. It was great to see the student discourse happening in classrooms and the scaffolds of supports being used to enhance student learning. And I'd also like to say a very special thank you to everyone for their efforts to collect food and monetary donations in support of the annual Ben Davis Thanksgiving Food Drive. We look forward to sharing with you the final totals of the food and the dollars that were raised in an upcoming Briefings with Butts podcast. This is a district-wide effort and brings together lots of joy and relief to many of our students and families as they gather around the table to celebrate Thanksgiving next week. While we often think of the holiday season as a time of joy and celebration, it's also a time that can bring great stress. And so it's important to acknowledge that this can be very challenging for individuals, for families, as the holidays amplify feelings of loneliness and grief and stress. And that's not just our students, that's not just our parents, but also we want to recognize that our staff sometimes fall into those categories. And so I'm excited to welcome today's guest, Dr. Shania Suggs, our Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, to share more about some of the resources that are available through what we sometimes call EAP or the Employee Assistance Program. Welcome, Dr. Suggs.
Thank you so much, Dr. Butts. I'm super excited to be here.
One of the conversations that we had with the Health Insurance Committee as we were talking about looking at plan redesign and prior to open enrollment and talking about this shift to Anthem, we heard a lot about mental health support. And the teachers that were on that committee said, we really would like more. And so we have some of that opportunity coming with this open enrollment period, and which ended just this past Wednesday on the 15th. But we want to talk today about one of those called the Employee Assistance Program. What is that and how might somebody access it?
Absolutely. So for many years, our Employee Assistance Program was sponsored and ran through IU Health. And as our employees know, we moved away from that provider and we are now with Sun Life, who offers employee assistance complete anytime, which is the name of the program. And they have a plethora of services available that any employee can take advantage of. And whatever the concern, whether that be anxiety or depression or overall stress. Maybe there's some grief or loss that someone's dealing with, relationship or marital conflicts or concerns. There are people available 24/7 to assist our employees. Again, I want to stress all employees.
So not just those who are participating in our insurance, but every single employee.
Every single employee. And so that has been in place since July 1 of this year. And that information is available on our website and has been in our newsletters, our wellness newsletters, and distributed in that manner.
And so when people are looking for it on our website, they want to go to the benefits page,
that's right.
Under the HR tab, under the employees tab. So if you're searching for that, or they can just type in MSD of Wayne Township Benefits, and it will come up that way as well, where there is a link. How many hours of service are employees eligible for?
So in this program, at least minimum of six sessions per situation.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you call and you're having some anxiety and you need some assistance with that, then you have six sessions. If later on the year in the year there's another concern, then you can get help with that as well.
Calendar year or school year?
Calendar year.
Yeah, so I know I've talked to employees that have said it was so great because I needed some more time, but I was coming up to the end of the year, and so I reset, so I was able to access more time in that next calendar year. Now, there are some additional benefits that are available to those who participate in our health insurance in addition to this program that's available to all. What else is available for those who are with our health insurance?
Absolutely. So those on our plan, we're moving to Anthem, and that information was shared on our PD day and during our open enrollment. And it's just another layer of assistance, and they have a variety of plans and services available, including Live Health Online, eating disorder management, substance use treatment and recovery, child adolescent outreach if we have some concerns with our children, autism spectrum disorder outreach. There's just lots and lots of services available that we want our employees on the plan to be able to take advantage of.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note, too, because these are very sensitive issues, and sometimes people feel a certain way about working with a mental health professional. We don't get any of this information as a school district. This is
absolutely
confidential. It is covered under FERPA. It's between the service and the employee. Many times, actually never, do we know unless the employees contact us and said, you know, to find out how to access this service. We wouldn't even know if our employees were using it other than a report that we get that says, here's how many hours that might have been utilized.
But, that's right. That's
absolutely correct. Certainly an opportunity for people to find that help if they need it as part of our employee perks. There's this new thing called Talkspace. I saw it on our benefit page. What do we know about Talkspace? Is that something that we're going to have to do in a future podcast?
That's absolutely
all
correct.
Right. We're going to because I'm as ignorant as anybody on what this new opportunity is, but I know that it's an opportunity to communicate regularly with a therapist from your phone or desktop.
Right.
It is also at no cost, and I'm sure if you need to access it before I'm able to describe it better on a future podcast, Shandy Brickler is always an excellent resource to contact to learn more about that. I want to remind some people that our overall wellness strategy doesn't just talk about mental health, but we also have our physical health plan that we just went through open enrollment on. We talked a little bit about that, and want to remind everybody that our network is just growing. The in-network opportunities, which include almost, I think, every hospital organization, every hospital network currently, including our new partners at HRH. And so I know that many people had a chance during our professional development day to attend the sessions on our new health insurance plan. Is there anything else that we need to know about our health insurance that we need to share today?
No, not about our health insurance, but I do want to make sure to highlight also with our EAP Complete Anytime, that's open to every employee, whether you're on our insurance or not. There are services that help with work-life solutions. There's legal guidance. There's financial resources guidance. As Dr. Butts mentioned, online support, and there's even free online will preparation.
Oh, wow.
So we want our folks to take advantage of these services.
Yeah, we hear of tragedy so often, mm-hmm. and we want to be prepared and make sure that we take care of those who we want to take care of.
Right.
The only way we can do that is to make sure that we have that documentation so that people know what our desires are. I want to remind people also that we do, as part of our wellness component, also have the opportunity to work with Your Moneyline. And they provide free, confidential, helpful coaching on things like budgeting, strategies for repaying debt, eligibility for public service loan forgiveness. And we've had employees utilize them that have saved over $100,000 by working with Your Moneyline. So again, you can access all of these benefits on our website, learn more information about how to contact them, the MSD of Wayne Township benefits page through the HR link to find out more information, or again, contact Shandy Brickler at the business office in the Education Center. Dr. Suggs, thank you so much for chatting with me today. We'll be sure to include information about the Employee Assistance Program, Talkspace, Your Money Line, all of those resources in this Parent Square message as a link. So thank you, Dr. Suggs.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, today is the retro pay for the negotiated agreement that we had and for the board approved pay increases for the 23-24 school year. Make sure to check out your check. If you have any questions on that, contact the business office. But that is on today for our retro pay, November the 17th. Good luck to the Ben Davis Giants in tonight's semi-state game against Center Grove at Giants Stadium. 7 p.m. is the kickoff for that game. For those of you who placed an order for the Area 31 Culinary Arts Fundraiser, make sure to stop by Harvest to pick up your pie next Tuesday, November the 21st, between 12 and 5. Also, a reminder, Thanksgiving break is coming up Wednesday, November 22nd through the 24th. We wish everyone a very wonderful, relaxing break. We have much to be thankful for and wish you safe travels if you are traveling, or your loved ones safe travels if they're coming to you. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission: to activate and accelerate student learning, and our vision: to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving.